The next patient is Silvia Betancourt. The last name is Betancourt. First name is Silvia. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old Hispanic female that was diagnosed with B-cell lymphoma that is followed by the cancer center. Dr. Rios gave the chemotherapy. The patient is in remission. The patient had evaluation of the GI tract with colonoscopy, and several polyps were removed. The patient at the present time is complaining of a lot of pain. We follow her because she has chronic kidney disease that is 3A that has stayed the same. In the most recent laboratory workup that was done on February the 5th, the serum creatinine was 0.94, the BUN 13, and the estimated GFR is 65 mLs per minute. And, the patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria, no activity in the urinary sediment. Number two, the patient used to have anemia, and the hemoglobin is 14.5, and the platelet count is 256,000. Following number, there is no evidence of hypercalcemia. The serum calcium is 9.8. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today, 135 over 82. And
just go ahead and
you want me to do it? You can do it.
You do it. The patient in the following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, this patient continues to be in excruciating generalized pain. She is a patient of Dr. Alexander Torres. She has an appointment coming up in April. The primary care refer her to pain management. However, I am going to help this severe pain syndrome by giving her prednisone 10 milligrams POBID. I am going to give some Celestone IM today, and she's supposed to call me tomorrow if there is a continuation of the pain to the in the intensity and severity that it is right now. We would consider the administration of Percocet. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.